Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm in a Canadian hotel room about to go do some shows in Toronto. Thanks if you bought tickets to those, because they sold out. Now I'm just patting myself on the back. I'm actually patting you on the back. But I guess in the process of patting you guys on the back, I'm using you to whip you backward into a patting motion onto my back. It's very seedy, but I thank you nonetheless. We have a bunch of fun shows coming up live. Go to Nerdist.com/calendar. I know I say that all the time, but we really do, and we're adding more. And if you want to come to my Comedy Central taping on February 17th, that's a Friday in New York, go to Nerdist.com/calendar and click on the link in the sidebar on that date, and you can come see that. I'm begging you. I would like to thank our returning sponsor of the Nerdist Podcast, Carbonite Online Backup. It is continual, unlimited backup for your computer files. It's only $59 a year. You can try it free at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Nerdist. Get 2 bonus months if you purchase. These files are going to be kept safe no matter what happens to your computer. And then if a bear comes by and rummages through your sack and eats all that delicious honey you carry around and then chomps on your computer because it has honey on it because you didn't tighten the lid, your files will be fine from any computer. There's also a smartphone app and an iPad app. It just keeps everything nice and tidy for you, and then you don't ever have to worry about not having your stuff. Again, $59 a year. Start your free trial at Carbonite.com. Use the offer code Nerdist. Get 2 bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com. I thank them for continuing to be a sponsor. And now, after last week's disastrous consequences from what happened to the file that we had, one of the mics just didn't work throughout the entire podcast. This is a makeup from last week's hostful, but also the hostful from this week, so it's a little double duty hostful. Well, we hope you enjoy the Nerdist Podcast number 166, Hostful Goodness.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Just take it upon yourself to do it.
Oh, my computer.
Or even the Zoom. It could go right into the Zoom.
Yeah. I think we're recording now.
Take 2.
Guys, maybe after 4 years we'll figure it out.
Okay, so here's what happened.
Nothing happened.
Last week.
Christopher.
Last week, Matthew-fer, we got together and recorded what I'm going to say.
Maybe.
The best hostful podcast we've ever fucking had, ever. And I'm not just saying that because it's gone.
Yeah. It's probably the best hostful, like, of any podcast on earth, the best one.
So, and here's the
You're
thing.
Speaking in hyperbole. I am being sincere. It was probably the best hostful podcast we ever did.
And here's, like, it's like in
we can release
it's
it.
Like, and this is
Chris.
Not this is what you're listening to is not the best podcast in the world. This is just a tribute.
This is the tribute to the show that has passed away.
Yeah,
a tribute to
this is just a tribute.
So last week I show up. I come into the studio here at
exactly on time.
Yep. On time. All right. So I was 15 minutes late.
25.
Today I was 25.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not like I'm trying to run a fucking company or anything,
well,
Matthew. So anyway, I get here 15 minutes late. Matthew and Jonah have got things. They're talking into microphones.
Yep.
There's lights on everywhere. Things are recording, and they're like, "Hey, Chris, we decided to get up and make breakfast for you this morning, aka start the podcast."
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to record it. It's going to be great. I was like, you guys, my boys are growing up. This is so exciting. I can't wait.
Well, it's also we did that because of the talking to we got last time where we didn't take the initiative.
Yep.
You didn't take the initiative to start the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could put the CDs in and we're like,
that
yeah,
was
I
a
guess,
different talking to. That was a different talking to.
I know.
That's what I was referring to.
So okay.
Trying to correct that.
So then.
That's what we were doing.
So then, I'm going to, you know what?
Guys, daddy's mad.
No, I'm not mad. I do take responsibility for trusting you guys. So,
You double checked our work, Dad, and they still gave us an F.
So I had the headphones plugged into the board. Everything sounded fine when we were recording. I could hear everyone fine in the headphones. But I don't know what happened, but when I got the recording back, you could not hear me at all. And what I realized was, oh, my mic was dead the entire show. So I was kind of being picked up by your microphones, but not really.
Not enough.
And so which is fine. Listen, I'm sure people wouldn't mind just listening to you guys over me blab. But the fact of the matter is, it would have been so irritating and maddening for people to hear you stop and then hear. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That I couldn't.
You wouldn't have said that about something you said.
There was
agree with everything you said.
There was no way to fix it. There was no way to fix it. But so anyway,
you can release the first part, which was the Jonah and Matt minute. That probably worked.
The Jonah and Matt minute. Yeah. I could release the Jonah and Matt minute.
Did not make fun of him once.
Everyone was in a really great mood last week, and so I want to sort of recapture
the glory.
Some of what we talked about last week. Yeah. Number one. Because I do want it to be known, you've done a phenomenal job taking over the gadget segment on Attack of the Show. Phenomenal.
Also,
thank you.
Why I didn't like how people were like, "What's Chris have to say about this?" Like,
oh, did they say then?
Yeah, I saw it was like, "Hey,
I saw a couple tweets like that."
Hey, Jonah Ray, how pissed is Hardwick about Matt taking away?
Do they think while I was away doing other things, Matt went in and go, "You got to get rid of Hardwick and slide me in there. It's like, I'll work for cheaper.
He's expensive." Yeah.
I have no idea how. Like what they think would happen.
Well,
it's like we're recording and Matt's thinking to himself, has no idea.
The funny thing is, I was gonna
friend hat, put on my backstabbing producer hat. This is just business, Hardwick.
It's not show friends. It's show business.
Show business.
Show business.
Okay.
Yeah. After you spiked that mic, I don't know where that came from.
It was, you know, I had to do it.
It's not show sex. It's show business. So I actually was going to recommend to Vinny and Joshua, who executive produced Attack of the Show, you should just have Matt do Gadget Prawn because he actually produces the segment.
Yeah.
And he's good on camera. And before I could even do that, I get a text from you and they said, and you go, "Hey, I think I'm going to be taking over the gadget segment." I was like, "Matt, you fucking absolutely should be taking over the gadget segment."
Thank you.
And
you were very good.
You were fantastic. I was so proud of you.
Maybe you'll put it up on the Nerdist website.
I am going to put it up on the Nerdist website.
Why don't you take the initiative and send it over?
I'm gonna do that anyway. I'm gonna put it up anyway.
Yeah, I know, but
let him have it.
It is such a rare ability. I mean, I think people take for granted like, anyone can host stuff on TV. And the truth is, I have watched people audition for hosting jobs and they cannot.
I've seen people hosting things in the camp.
There is a lot. It's just a skill set that you have to be doing five things at once.
There is a lot more going on than I thought.
You have the IFB in your ear. Someone's talking to you. They're trying to keep the segment tight. You have to stick to the bullet points. You still have to be able to be conversational.
Then you have to follow bring it the back. Magical light that tells you which camera to look at.
That's right.
That's the hardest part.
Then there's a teleprompter. I mean, it's all improvised. And so and then you still have to be able to be in the moment but keep to time. And that's just, it's weirdly a lot of weird, it's a lot of weird counterintuitive things to be doing at once. And you, having never really done it before, you were flawless. It was amazing. I was proud of you. So proud of you.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you to you, and thank you to Jonah.
I posted it on jonahray.com.
He did. And then, fuck yeah, Matt Meyer Tumblr got it.
That's great.
Yeah. The person who does your fuck yeah really does a good job of keeping it up. Mine, I think, put like three posts and then just fucking forget it.
Well,
it was just something I would have done.
So that's why it's meta perfect.
It's a meta perfect fuck yeah site. Yeah.
And then also, just quickly, just spreading the love, congratulations to you, Jonah Ray, for recording your stand-up comedy 7-inch album.
Actually, it's 10-inch now. We're going to go up, add a few more inches.
Your album got a boner?
Yeah, my album, it's a grower.
And a shower, because it went from 7 to 10.
It's from showing to growing
as well. So like we decided that we want to. The set was too long to just confine to 7 inches, which is 14 minutes.
Ye shall not be contained.
Yes. How long is a 10-inch?
24 minutes at 33 RPM.
And does that include the flipping of over?
Yes.
Cool.
Or you can turn it onto the 45 setting. You know, shitting is my favorite thing. I really like shitting. I really like shitting. And went over there, and then went to the guy, and then went to the server.
Spoiler alert. Ricky Record Scratch.
Ricky Record.
Thanks. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun. And then also we went up to San Francisco.
Yes, we did. So that was also this weekend.
Oh, our wonderful guest at SF Sketchfest was Drunk Dan Harmon.
Drunk Dan Harmon?
Drunk Dan Harmon.
Who did a great job being Drunk Dan Harmon.
Poor Dan. Someone told him to show up at 6:15, and we didn't start the show till like 8:15 or so.
Yeah.
And so he just drank for 2 hours. And then it was.
And then drank for another hour on top of that.
It was fun. Yeah. Dan Harmon was a blast.
Yeah, it was really, really
fun.
But
that show was amazing. And
that show was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I couldn't stick around. Because
you were at the Meltdown show.
I had to go to the Meltdown show.
That was weird.
Third show in a row.
That was weird doing that signing and talking to everybody without Jonah being there.
It's almost like what it would be like.
Weird.
If Jonah died,
yeah,
and we'd still like have it. To go out on the road because we still got
to
keep this machine going.
Jonah, you have
you
to
guys
live.
Would you would change it into something else,
no,
right?
No,
I don't think
stay
so.
Exactly what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you wouldn't get anyone else.
We
though.
Would keep an empty chair that we only
we'd keep an empty chair, and then I would have our podcast producer Katie just cut out different versions of you, and then we'd just
get a soundboard. I'll become what
you
I
would
love.
Become what you want. The soundboard, and then would Matt be like, "Hey, I just got my new iPhone today. Yeah. Stupid piece of shit. Like, that'll be a drop.
Exactly.
Stupid piece of shit.
Movie reference. Movie reference.
Let's try it. Every time I touch Jonah, you be the board. So, Chris, I was listening to the Dave Matthews Band today.
Fuck you.
You broke him.
I want one.
You would.
Oh, that was fun.
That was fun.
Oh, okay. Something that happened last episode.
In the time period.
The last episode.
Is previously that we brought Nerdist. Up the isolated track of.
Oh, my God. The guy from Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth singing Days Like These. It's the best. And it's also what we also brought up was, wait, hold on. What we also brought up was the David Lee Roth isolated track, which is very well known. And this is why our writer friend, Mike Henry, is a genius.
Writer for Web Soup.
Because he did, it's Dave's Like,
2 years
ago, 3 years ago. It's Dave's Like These. it's a conversation between
now,
Diamond Dave
I feel
and the singer
like
of Smash Mouth.
We should, to put into context for the listeners.
Let's hear a little bit of Smash Mouth first.
Smash Mouth by itself, which I will play for you right now.
wait, before you play this.
Oh, shit. Yeah, go ahead.
This is one of the most amazing things I've ever heard in my life. This is just his isolated vocals.
The singer Smash Mouth. And now keep in mind also the way this sounds. This guy is a millionaire.
A multimillionaire.
Multimillionaire.
I met him once. He's a really nice guy.
Sure, you got to be to
sure
be in such a bad band.
But this is...
He is Guy Fieri without a goatee.
Okay.
Here we go. California got sunshine.
That's a good old...
Hanging out with your friends. Setting up for a good time. Just want a million so you drive a brand new Benz. It's days like these you really want to have now. That's what I'm talking about. And don't you know it's days like these that make you want to chill, enjoy the... Nothing goes wrong, everything's all right.
Still funny.
Like a winner every single time.
He's the drunk guy at a party in Orange County where you're like, yeah, my friend's really good at freestyling. And he's just like, do it. He's like, it's all these things. You're standing right there and I'm over here. What? I am all the time.
No, but it's all things that either a seventh grader or someone whose first language was not English.
Guys,
California got sunshine.
Guys,
make you want to chill and enjoy the ride.
Can't all be like that. Let's hear a little more.
Hanging out with my friends. Holiday last.
He's tried to sing there.
Ain't no reason to stop it. Just want a trip around the world. It's all first class.
It's all first class. Man.
Okay.
Fucking a vagina made of diamonds.
Now, okay, so should we then pull up the context of the David Lee Roth?
I think everyone knows David Lee Roth.
Everyone knows David Lee
Roth. It's Running
Roth.
With the Devil. It's sure. Him just like basically, it's what cocaine sounds like. It's just like a guy fucking going nuts in a booth.
Okay, so mutual friend of all of us, Mike Henry, writer for Web Soup, very funny comedian, 3 years ago.
Driving a Ferrari made of chocolate.
Almost 3 years ago to the day.
At Hey Mike Henry.
At Hey Mike Henry on Twitter posted this. Dave's like these.
California got sunshine. Oh, yeah. Hanging out with your friends. Yeah, yeah. Chatting up for a good time. Just on a million, so you drive a brand new Benz. It's days like these you really want to have now. That's what I'm talking about. And don't you know it's days like these that make you want to chill, enjoy the ride. It's days like these that you get your groove on. Nothing goes wrong, everything's alright. Now when you deliver like a winner every single time. All if you want it.
God damn it, baby. God damn it. Day last.
Ain't no reason to stop it. Woo-hoo. Just want a trip around the world. It's all first class.
That's
what I'm talking about. Don't you know it's days
That's
like these that make you want to
fucking unbelievable.
That mix makes me want to chill and enjoy this ride.
Yeah. 9 seconds left.
Nothing goes wrong. Everything's all right. Now when you deliver like a winner every single time.
Woo!
That's...
Guys,
hats off.
Hanging
Mike
out
Henry.
With my friends.
Hanging out with my friends.
Okay, yeah. It's got 10,000 views. Let's get this to 100,000.
Yes.
Soon. Yeah. Dave's like these.
And
on,
while you're there on
YouTube.
Mike's YouTube, there's like the info minute, which I think are great. Those are really good. He has the, what's the other one? Cow. He has like a bunch of like just weird videos he
makes.
Here's
the thing though. 91% like. What is wrong with these 9% of assholes?
Occupy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Solid gold rocket to high five the sun.
Well, sometimes you want to be a rad, but you're kind of a bad. Don't let the sunshine creep you on.
Being crusty like toast.
What?
Well, I get premium gas for my Benz.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn!
John DiMaggio does the Bender. John DiMaggio does the fucking best David Lee Roth. Like, sing it. He
sure he does a better David Lee Roth than David Lee Roth can.
He might.
Well, at this point,
yeah.
Who knows?
Anything's possible. It's 2012.
Is it?
They had Isn't the it? Van Halen party. My office is at. My office is at the Henson Company.
Felt drop.
Was this a? Is that a Twitter handle at the Henson Company? Maybe it is. I don't know.
No. So my office is at the Henson Company because that's where Chant partnered with them for the Nerdist channel. And last week, the parking lot was full of cars and crazy security. I had no idea what was going on. And someone goes, oh, it's the Van Halen release party. I'm like, what? Because the Henson lot is like a studio lot.
Yeah.
And I look up against the wall and I see parking spaces like... V. Bertinelli, Van Halen,
what?
DLR.
Wait a second. Valley Bertinelli is going?
She went.
They're back together.
Well, they might still be friends.
Oh, good for them.
And it was catered by Sizzler, right?
Sizzler.
That's me trying to make the same joke I did before as friends.
Oh, did we talk about that before?
Well, I think so.
Trying to recreate the magic. Let it go.
Did I say, did we, really Tom Wilson? Tom Wilson was on Meltdown last week and destroyed.
Well, we recorded this on before Meltdown.
That's right. So Tom Wilson was on Meltdown.
Oh my God. That set was inspired.
Destroyed.
Tom Wilson, who was on the Nerdist podcast, who now has Big Pop Fun on the Nerdist network. Tom Wilson of Back to the Future fame and lots of other.
And Freaks and Geeks.
And Freaks and Geeks fame and just an all around wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Touring comic. Does a lot of music in his act. He came to Meltdown and destroyed. Like, I've seen a lot of people destroy at Meltdown. But Tom Wilson fucking tore it up.
And it was outside of the fact that he was Biff. Like, it's like once he came out and he was Biff and everyone thought that was kind of cool. But then he just delivered, just jokes that everyone was, on board for and songs. And
well, he opened with the Stop Asking Me the Question
song.
I asked him
if he was
Which was
play,
great.
Yeah.
And then he closed with a song about homonyms.
I was going to say.
Was unreal.
On par. I'd say on par with a Tom Lehrer or They Might Be Giants caliber song.
Right.
Just this intricate song that is all homonyms about homonyms. Like, describing and explaining and using them. It was just so fucking awesome.
You know, a Weird Al's palindrome song.
Yes.
Which is like a big palindrome.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. Homonyms. Fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was a good set. Really good set.
I'm bummed I missed that. I haven't been Meltdown in a little while.
You go on Sundays.
I haven't been in quite a few Sundays.
Ew. Oh, okay.
It's weird. I guess it really does mean Matt Myra's day off.
Yeah. It's the only one.
And Chris, you're going to New York soon? Sorry, what were we going to say?
No, I was going to bring up the show I did at Cobb's at Sketchfest.
Oh, yeah, the Tom Lennon.
It was Tom Lennon, Ben Garant, Carrie Kinney, sort of like a career retrospective of weird videos that people have never seen, including a pilot for a show they did where they played all the characters in the show. And it was fucking hilarious.
Really?
And it was weird. It was made in 2000, and it could have been on television today. Like, I think it was ahead of its time, and that's probably why it didn't get picked up. But it was very funny.
Who was it for?
Fox, I think. Yeah. We saw the Reno pilot, which was originally supposed to air on Fox right after Cops.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it had the fucking Fox stamp on it.
Do you have any idea how much people would not have understood that it was a joke at first?
Oh,
it's probably the reason why, right?
Yeah, Tom was telling me that he and Ben went to lunch with the creator of Cops once, not that long ago. And they picked up the tab, Ben and him, and then the guy said, "Oh, great, that's only $754,984,000 you guys owe me."
Oh, Jesus.
As a joke, it was funny.
Oh,
wow.
But yeah, it was great. We saw like the Viva Variety pilot. I watched at Tom's house, I watched the State 1995 Halloween special.
Oh, for CBS. Yeah. I had that on video for a long
Peter
time.
Peter Dinklage is the little person in the devil costume at the very beginning of the show.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
He's been a part, like, he was in like some Stella videos, and he was in the Baxter. You know, he knows
it
all
was,
those guys.
It was
like,
great. It was a lot of fun seeing that weird stuff.
Yeah, we're going to New York. I'm going to, you're going to go to New York.
We're all going to New York.
Well, I'm going to New York Wednesday. Thursday, I'm doing Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah.
To announce a Nerdist thing. To announce a big Nerdist thing.
We're pregnant. We had a baby.
Oh, my God, you guys.
We lost our semen, so we don't know whose it is.
No.
Hanging out with your friends. Coming into a bucket.
Gonna raise a baby.
I just hit my face on the microphone. Coming into a bucket.
Oh, I think that's the cameraman that fucking like really got aggressive with me.
Oh, how so?
I was like doing a thing where
take your shirt off.
Where the person was like supposed to be like talking off camera.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Hey, Matt, sit in this chair so she can have an eye line." I was like, "Oh no, it's not an interview thing. She's supposed to be talking off camera." He's like, "Bro, sit down. Sit down. She needs an eye line." I was like, "I know what you're saying, but this isn't an interview thing. She's supposed to be talking to someone off a camera." And he's like, "What's up, bro?" Like, got really like looking for a fight. And then everyone else got really quiet and no one stuck up for me.
Oh, like, he is a big guy.
Yeah. And then like I told Paul about it. Paul's like, "What? Oh, if I was there." But I see that guy and I fucking scowl at him.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I hate having.
Sorry, I didn't mean to tangent off, but
that's all right. You are coming to New York to open for me at the special.
For your hour taping.
My hour taping, February 17th. Whee!
Yeah. And people are allowed to go to it.
Yes, you can go to nerdist.com/calendar. There's a link there. For God's sake, please come to that show. The difference between performing for people who don't know you. I like when you're, if it weren't being recorded, then I'd be like, yeah, fine. You know, I'll just go fuck with the crowd. But when you're recording a special, you can't really fuck with the crowd that much because it's usually unusable.
Yeah.
Because you can't, it just doesn't translate when you're fucking with the crowd and you're watching it on TV.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be good.
Gonna fuck with the crowd now.
I don't know. I'm a little, I feel, I don't know how I feel about it. It's weird. I'm excited,
Toronto
but
shows,
nervous.
They're going to, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm performing at the Comedy Bar in Toronto, February 10th and 11th.
Set you up nicely and be ready
for it. So you're going to New York this week or next week?
I'm both. I'm going to New York. Okay, so here's my week. Wednesday, I go to New York. Thursday, Fallon.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Comedy Bar. No Today Show.
Interesting.
Then I come back Sunday the 12th because Talking Dead premieres, because Walking Dead premieres.
Right.
Exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. I haven't seen the new episodes yet, but Dave Anthony.
Yeah, he watched them all.
He's been like, And he is, Dave is a cynical guy. If you know the Walking the Room podcast, and you know, and Dave's like, it's fucking amazing.
That's
so, great. And he doesn't have to say that to me. I mean, he could take me aside and be like, it's not really.
Yeah. No, he's been telling me online that it's really good.
Back on Sunday to do Talking Dead, and then the 14th, I go back to New York.
Valentine's Day.
Whee!
You get a car.
I'll just eat a pint of ice cream alone on the plane.
That's cool.
Out to New York, and then the 17th. Yeah. So yeah. Anyway, please, if tickets are free. Come do it if you're in New York or New York area.
I think there's info on
nurse.com/calendar. Give you the info on that business. What else is?
I want to start the Jonah Radio.
You are going to start Jonah Radio.
Yeah.
Fucking sweet.
So here's maybe we should have talked it out details more, but
that's all right. No, this is, listen, the podcast is a good place to work things out.
If you are in a band or you represent a band and you want me to hear their stuff, you can send it to Meltdown Comics, care of Meltdown Comics, to me, care of Meltdown. What is it?
Yeah, it's at Jonah Ray, care of Meltdown Comics,
7522 Sunset Boulevard. Los Angeles, California, 900.
I'm not 100% sure of the zip code. If you go to Meltdown's website, you'll see their address.
Yeah. So send me your stuff. If you send me your stuff, I am allowed to play it.
That's the... Well, we talked about doing this for a really long time. Yeah. And the trick was that, you know, because the record industry is somewhat litigious.
Yes.
It gets dicey about, like, well, can you just play... I mean, I think technically you're not really supposed to just play anything you want.
No. But like, it's like if you're, you know,
if it's an isolated vocal track, you're good. I think
that was editorial commentary.
And this will be the same thing.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
I'll talk about it, you know, and there will be some fun segments. And
Jonah Ray, care of Meltdown Comics, 7522 West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California 90046.
Thank you, Jonah Radio.
Jonah, it makes you want to chill and enjoy the ride.
It's like hanging out with your friends.
Win a trip around the world class. Oh, yeah.
On the 29th, Scott Mosier and I are going to record a conversation for you.
What?
Well, not you particularly, but for the people out there.
Oh, good, good. So you'll be playing it for everyone.
Well, it'll be a thing. It'll be a podcast for kids to listen to.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
You and Mosier hanging out.
We do that sometimes. We went downtown and went to this weird video rental store. We say it's weird only because it still exists.
It just sounds weird to go downtown to do anything.
I think so.
Want to do the DVD bank?
Maybe.
Near Pete's Cafe?
They have a really excellent selection of Criterions.
Sounds like DVD Cafe.
Hopefully that was it.
Was it on 4th and Main?
I don't know. It was on Main. It was off Main Street. The restaurant we went to was on Main Street. It was behind it. It was the block behind
it. So you went to Pete's Cafe and then went to that place?
No. Went to a place called Meerkat. Begins with a B. Like Baco Meerkat, I think it's called.
I thought what you just said made no sense. It's Meerkat, something with a B. Wait.
Yeah.
That's not a B. I mean, an M is kind of an upside down B with the sideways without the hypotenuse of the triangle.
So anyway, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening in the world of us.
What did you get at the video store?
We didn't get anything at the video store. We just went in just to see it. Because it was like seeing a time capsule.
You know, Paul's going to he's taking a trip out to his town in Ohio because the video store
first class
the first store he like the first video store he grew up going to and then would eventually start to work at is closing down finally, and so he's going to go and like shoot it kind of like a mini documentary style, just about it's kind of, you know, those are all going to go away.
It's very sad. It's sad. I mean, I spent a lot of time in video
stores. So did I. Like, the horror movie section of any video store was, like, a big, big part of my life.
I worked in a Blockbuster for a year and a half. And I would, like, I would put on whatever the hell I felt like. We were supposed to play the Blockbuster video loop. And I would just put on movies constantly that would play on all the TVs. And whenever we would do inventory, we would watch Raw and Delirious. That's what we would play.
Back to back.
Yep.
So you could see the red leather outfit and then the blue. It was kind of blue.
Video quality wasn't great. It probably was a light blue.
I remember seeing it in a movie theater.
That's really old of you.
Oh, I can't argue with that. Shit.
That's so old of you. Yeah, Verizon and Redbox are teaming up now to stream videos.
Did you see the trailer for that new Netflix produced show, Lilyhammer?
Yeah, we're having Steve Vincent on the
they're asking if we want to do a bit with him. It's really funny. It's about this gangster that goes into the witness protection program, and it's little Stevie, you know, from Sopranos and Bruce Springsteen.
Street Band.
Yeah, and they ask him, well, where do you want to go for witness protection? And he says, I want to go to Lilyhammer. They're like, in Norway? He's like, yeah, I saw it on the Olympics years ago, and it looks beautiful. And so they send him to Lilyhammer to live because he ratted out a bunch of people. And it's just not as awesome as he wanted it to be. And he lives right next door to the cop of the town. And then he slowly starts starting organized crime in this small village.
Yeah.
And it's just all, it's like the trailer's great. It makes it seem like it's all very like happenstance. Yeah, just the way he just kind of falls into it. Then all of a sudden, you know, and they're like roughing people up. And like it cuts to them like looking at these snowy slopes. He's all, see, this is what I was talking about. Nice and quiet. It's almost like he just starts organized crime out of boredom.
That's really awesome. Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be good. It's like Netflix's first thing.
Holy shit, you guys.
The times, they are a flop.
I hope they get back those subscribers they pissed off.
Yeah.
You're just assholes for leaving. I'm talking to you, subscribers who ditched Netflix.
No, they just felt betrayed.
What was the problem? What was the problem? First of all, A, it didn't happen yet. And B, why aren't they as lazy as me and just kept it cuz?
Here's the problem. Because personally, I don't think paying $16 a month for unlimited movies, I mean, like when it costs just as much to go see a movie in the theater.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, no big deal. I have a job. I think for a lot of people, I think you just cannot, in an economic crisis, psychologically, you cannot tell people you're doubling your prices for any reason. You just can't.
Yeah, they just went about it wrong.
You just can't do it.
They went about it wrong.
You just can't do it. You can't say, oh, by the way, I know everyone's freaking out about money, but we're going up. It's just the idea that it went up like 100%.
Guys, joke's on you. I have a standing order for 1,000 shares of Quixter.
Oh.
Still happening, right?
I don't know, Matt.
1,000 standing order.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it was probably not.
I'm not the right audience because I've had the same copy of MacGruber since January of 2010.
All the way since then?
I've had it for a year and a half on Blu-ray.
That you got from Netflix?
Yeah. And I still pay the subscription.
Why don't you just send it back?
I could, but what do I want to watch next? I don't know.
So you've been holding on to MacGruber for 2 years.
It's a really good movie.
Because, quote, I don't know what I'm going to watch next. Pick something.
Nor do I know when I would have time to watch an entire movie.
Well, if you don't even have time to drop it in the mail.
Yeah, when would you find time to watch a movie that someone wrote and crafted?
Yeah.
You haven't seen anything about people fucking trying to find Bigfoot and shit.
Yeah. No, they would like to find Bigfoot's fecal matter. That's true.
Let me ask you something.
They should call that show This Is Never Gonna End.
They should call it Finding Bigfoot. Oh, they do.
They don't find Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, they're looking.
They're not going to find him.
They should put finding in quotes. Also, put Bigfoot in quotes.
Listen, that's very squatchy of you to say.
Squatchy?
Yeah, that's a term they use quite a bit.
What does that mean?
It's squatchy behavior. You know.
That's not okay.
There was that one guy that was like, I'm pretty sure he was pissing on my tent.
There's a steady
stream. And you just could tell the other guys were trying not to laugh because one of them was probably pissing on his tent.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I love it. And part of why I like it is that I understand that a lot of what they say is absolutely ridiculous.
Do they believe it?
Listen, I'm not saying that there isn't a Bigfoot, first of all.
You're not.
I have a friend that moved to Oregon solely to take weekend trips looking for Bigfoot.
I'm not going to say there isn't a Bigfoot. Second of all, I enjoy their enthusiasm.
I just feel like, if they can't ever find Bigfoot, though.
They can.
But if they do, then the show's over.
If they find Bigfoot, great. The show is over, and I'm sure they would love the show.
I feel like they would suppress the evidence so that the show keeps going.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for this. I really am.
Because they're not going to change Bigfoot. It to Finded Bigfoot.
Found Bigfoot.
Finded. That's how people Bigfoot. In that region
now
of the country
talk.
Now
here's when real scientists come and take over.
Nah. All right, fine. But anyway, yeah, I love that show. It's a great show. I live tweet it.
Boy, I'm not really watching anything right now. I haven't had time to see anything.
I'm in a weird space because I don't have the internet until the 17th.
Oh, because you moved.
Because I moved.
How's it going?
2 days in. It's pretty good. Gotta, get everything in order. I don't know when that I will be able to have time to do that, but it's gonna be a thing. I'll clean.
I understand. I moved into my office a month ago. And I still have just boxes of stuff that I haven't sorted through yet because I just
you
don't.
You did that last time. You had all the stuff just leaning against the walls. You're like, yeah, I really got to put those up sometime.
Same stuff. Just got moved. Same stuff, Jonah.
Same stuff.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. I don't know. We're going to be odd right now. I'm sorry, audience.
Make you want to chill and enjoy the ride. Oh, you know what? I just realized this podcast is going up. You know what? I'll put this podcast up Friday. So since I'm going to put this podcast up Friday.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, two things. Number one, I think we might start releasing 3 podcasts a week.
Mm-hmm. It's going to about on Twitter.
What? Yeah, we read about that on Twitter. We found out with you, the audience.
Yeah. You must have been like, how are you guys going to do 3 weeks? You're like, 3 week? What are you talking about? Yeah, Chris certainly would have mentioned something to us.
That happened.
It's part of the Twitter backtrack. What is this in response to? Well, can I see the whole conversation?
Here's the...
Like when I tried to find out why Fred Stoller was mad at me.
Here's the sitch.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's going to require no extra work on your part.
Mm. I know. I just think as far as overkill is what I'm worried about.
Overkill how?
Or just like too much of a good thing?
But people don't really have to listen to every episode.
Yeah, but...
Here's what's happened. We have about 10 shows backlogged, and some of those shows will not see the light of day for months if we don't start releasing them.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying 3 times a week is going to be permanent. I'm just saying for the time being, I mean, it's like, look, we get people who agree to come on the show, and I don't want to say no. Like, we're recording Conan O'Brien this week. And I'm not going to go, well, no, because I already have a bunch of episodes in the can. Sorry, Conan. I want to be able to, I really want to be able to get the interviews. And we're just sort of subject to the schedules of people that we want to have on. And so, if they say they can come on, I want to make sure we get it when they can. Because people get busy and I don't, So I think it's just more, we can do 3 a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 2 guested episodes and 1 hostful a week. And it won't change anything about how the show is being produced. It's not going to change the quality of the show because we're not doing any extra work. It's just one more is going up a week that we already have banked.
I don't think we've done any extra work on this thing since we started.
Well, you guys haven't, but I have.
You know what I mean.
I mean, you mean.
I mean just the fucking rambling conversations.
I finally had to bring in Katie Levine, who has been producing expertly most of our other podcasts.
Yeah.
And I finally had to say, Katie... Science! I finally had to say, Katie, I need you to take this over and post the podcast tack on the beginning and the end because I don't have time anymore.
Remember when he let you do that?
Yeah.
The one time?
I just remember.
Why is it?
I just remember how you guys got all snippy at each other.
What?
In San Francisco.
I don't remember.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
why are you bringing up past Rose?
I'm sorry.
No, wait. I'm confused as to what's happening.
I found it so funny.
What happened? I don't remember.
You were so drunk. You started saying, white people talk to Chris like this, but black people talk to Chris like this.
No.
It was true. It was very funny.
I guess I just...
Yeah, he says I only did it once. I did it way more than once.
At least...
pull up all of the emails.
At least 3 or 4 times.
I've done it... I would guess I've done it well over... 20 times.
That is so not true.
That is
mendacious.
Well over at least 21 times.
Well under 21 times.
Really?
I would say 10.
I don't delete email.
I am not going to negotiate this number down with you like it's a fucking storage war.
Oh, now it's at 10. Interesting. Now it's at 10, up from 1.
out of 165.
Oh, very interesting, Christopher.
That is less than 10%.
Listen.
You know what I like about my number?
It's 10% more change. Than his.
To be fair, it's not your fault that you didn't do all the episodes.
Chris is
also you're over. Wrong. 10% of zero. 10% of zero is still zero.
A control freak.
Guy that likes to know what's going on.
Yes.
Well, I mean, you can say whatever you want.
That's a nice way to say it.
You're my friend. I'm not going to call you a control
freak. I am a control freak. And so I took it upon myself to just, I'll just do it.
Yeah.
But I don't have time to do that anymore. And so Katie's going to do that. So really, it's just, you know, Katie's going to take the episodes that we have and just start parsing them out, like, you know, three times a week. And if I don't know why getting more episodes would be upsetting to people. They don't have to listen to every one. You can pick and choose which episodes you want to listen to.
Yeah, I guess. If you want to fill my hard drive up, you're a jerk.
God damn it. Would you stop giving
them... I'm being
the audience. Don't be the audience when it works against us.
Every show needs an audience, so they have someone to connect with.
So
it's clearly always been Matt Myra.
So that's the point is... It may not be a permanent thing. It might just be until we kind of get through the backlog of episodes that we have that we can put out. Although, I just feel like it's not fair to the people who come on.
At the pace at which we're recording episodes, if we keep up at this pace, you'll get three episodes for quite a long time.
But listen, so like Wilco was in town. Uh-huh. So we got to go.
You got to go.
Well, you have a job.
Yeah. That was so Jonah that fucking he doesn't have to go to for some reason.
I know. Well, he doesn't. He got all his work done that day.
Well, good for him.
So
I have a live show every day.
We had to go to.
I have a live show every day.
You fucker. take it down, Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Jonah Ray.
Hey.
Hey. Jonah Del Rey. Yes. Oh! Yes. Yes.
No.
I'm fine with that. No,
Jonah Del Rey.
Really clever.
Fucking
really
Jonah Del Rey. That's it. I don't give a shit. You're Jonah Del Rey.
If it's Jonah Del Rey, I can get on board.
So, I've not opened up the ship for passengers.
All right, I'm staying over here then.
Wilco was in town for a day and a half.
Sure.
So, of course, I'm going to go record Wilco. We went to the sound check. You and me and Will Wheaton was the Matt Myra that day.
Great.
And we recorded Wilco and got to go to their sound check. I'm not going to turn that down. So we're just going to keep acquiring episodes as long as people are willing to do the show.
Definitely.
I'm too much a collector
It's a very high rate.
It is.
Collection.
What?
Of your collecting episodes.
What are you complaining about? This fucking changed your life.
I'm not complaining.
This show literally changed your life.
I don't understand why you think this is complaining.
You're trying to talk me out of putting up episodes that I've recorded. You're telling me that we're recording too many episodes.
The point is, I went in here instead of going to the post-show meeting. My executive producer gives me a look from the window, and I should be at a post-show meeting, and you didn't even get here till 5:25, and I could have gone to the meeting. Anyway, sorry.
You're welcome for tripling your salary.
Sorry.
You're welcome for that.
I don't like getting in trouble, Chris.
What?
I don't like getting in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble tomorrow. I know I'm going to get called to his office. That's going to be a thing.
You can get in trouble with me too, Matthew.
I have been. Thank you.
Well, not as much maybe as on attack, but...
All right, guys, I just came. You can stop now.
Did you put it in the bucket?
Coming in a bucket. Squash it onto your friends.
Squash. Squash it onto your friends.
That's the sound it would probably...
Squash.
Squatching.
Squatch. Yes, yeah, so I'm really sorry to tell you that we're gonna put up more episodes that we already have. Everyone, sorry for the bad news.
Hey, Chris, don't be so defeatist about it. It's a good idea.
You cocks. Ungrateful children.
Hey.
I'm very grateful. Might not sound like it.
Or seem like it.
Whoa. What? What? I am staring at you.
Did you hear the defined what? And then the realization, what?
What?
Wait. What did you just say?
That was a funny reaction.
Oh.
What do you mean by or seem like it?
I don't. I say
what
a lot of
mean?
Things. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I say a lot of things. I say a lot.
Have it out on the podcast. I'm very grateful. Thank you again.
Okay.
No, seriously.
All
thank
right.
You.
No. I'm grateful Jonah. Too. I'm also
did you get my back on something.
No, you.
I'm also.
What are you talking about? I just wanted. You are very grateful. It's just. I just sometimes. The tone of your voice
seems
unhappy. Unhappy, and
that you have to. That
you this have is to, why I didn't want to do this.
No, let's go.
No, I don't want you walking away from here feeling shitty.
No.
It's just like, and I tell you this all
every
the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Not the last time. That's not true. The episode that was lost. Yep. We all walked away better friends from that one.
This one that goes up ruined everything.
No. And I tell you that all the time. I said, like, are you okay? You're like, yeah. Are you sure? I just sound like this.
I think you just live in a stressful space sometimes.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Let's figure that out. Why do I feel stressed out all the time?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it is. It's not like, listen, it's luxury stress. Things are
I feel it.
I feel it too. Yes. I have a lot of stuff that I'm stressed about, but it's all good things. I think it's just, you know, I think we get addicted to like putting out fire mode, and putting out fire mode is stressful. And it's like, oh, I just have to make sure that this doesn't suck. I've been the same exact way with the special, in all fairness to you, the same exact way with the channel. Like everything else that I'm working on is still, I'm excited that it's all happening. But at the same time, like at night, I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is right. I don't know if this is going to be good. I have to do this work.
Yeah.
So I do totally understand that. I totally understand that.
And Matt, here's a.
I do believe that spiritually you are grateful about everything. I know you are. I know you are.
You're
I'm teasing you.
Not looking at me when you say that.
Matt, I really.
Now your head's on a microphone.
No. I believe that. I know that you are. I know that you are.
And also, there's a thing that happens when you start like working in a field that you want to be in, and the stress that comes out of the work not filling the hole that you thought it would fill inside your soul. Maybe that's just me.
No, that's true.
Well, that's what happens a lot of times. Like, you know, when anyone
gets... I catch myself complaining sometimes. Maybe not on the show. But, you know, sometimes I'll complain to Greta. And then I'll be like, why am I complaining about this?
Success, not success. It doesn't matter. People have the same baggage going in as coming out. And it doesn't, like, you know, that's not going to fix everything. So you just have to make sure that, you know... You try to work on the things that you feel are, and I'm saying this to all of us, pointing at you. You have to work on the things that you think might be broken about you so that you can handle failure, success, whatever. Cause just, you know, like, as you know, because, you know, your job situation and all of our job situations have improved dramatically in the last even year. Yeah. And yet I don't feel less stressed than I felt a year ago.
Yeah.
I feel a lot of times I almost feel more pressure because I feel like, oh, now, you know, people actually are paying attention. You know, like some people are paying attention. I don't want to fuck this up, which is a really bad place to be working from because you don't want to start making decisions out of fear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I feel extraordinarily more stressed than I ever did. And now I look back and again, I was stressed when I was at the Apple store, but.
You do have a lot of responsibility now.
Yeah. And now I leave and I go, I'm taking all of this home with me. And that's a thing that I need to either figure out how not to do or figure out a better way to do it, because when I take it home with me, it's just I feel like I have no life.
Do you have any mat time?
Not really.
Maybe you just need to set aside an hour of decompressing mat time a night, whether you just play guitar.
Honest to God, it just comes when I go when I get into bed.
Oh.
The gym even. I'm reading a lot of that, like tech articles.
You should know. You should learn to just not. Even though you think you're like, I have to put this in where I can and fit it in, you have to disconnect yourself.
Last night, I will tell you guys, last night when I got home from the shittiest fucking Super Bowl I've ever seen, great game, terrible outcome. I'm the only one that cares about sports in here.
That football thing. Yeah.
I got home.
Did your team not get the Super Bowls?
The team did not get the Super Bowls.
Sorry, man.
It was very close. I got home. I sat, laid down on the chaise lounge in our new living room, connected my 8 hard drive, turned on Bargain Hunt, and that was the first time I felt content in quite a long time, and then I just fell asleep.
Oh.
I immediately fell asleep. And then I wake up to Greta standing over me, and I look at the Xbox and had played the episode, and I missed the outcome. I don't know if the blue or red team got the most profit.
Oh, you mean from Bargain Hunt?
Yeah.
Not the Super
Other
Bowl.
Other teams that are blue or red.
Right.
But yeah, no, that was like literally last night was the only time I felt.
Sometimes
I had nightmares about bed bugs being in my new apartment.
I can understand that.
That was terrible.
I feel like sometimes you have to go out of your way to stop and force yourself to appreciate things just so you get out of the habit of...
I'm trying.
Just
so
you get out of the habit of being like, grrr, everything grrr.
I try.
You know?
I really try.
Because...
That's something I should probably really work
on. Because, you know, when you think about it, we have it pretty fucking sweet compared to a lot... I mean, like, we're all working in jobs that we love. They seem to be going pretty well. We have, you know, like... amazing people come out to shows, which, you know, 2 years ago, I couldn't get 75 people to come out and see me do stand-up. And now we're, like, selling out these theaters. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's really crazy. Yeah.
That's why I love, you know, we go to these venues and we'll sign stuff afterwards, and the manager always like, I can't believe you guys were out here for 2 hours. I'm like, yeah, because I couldn't pay people to come see me perform 2 years ago. Yeah. I would go out and sign stuff for 4 hours. Like, I don't, you know, it's...
Well, that's why I feel sometimes about, you know, when we're performing these shows, the audiences are so great. And, you know, I feel like I cheated somehow. Where I'm just, I was like, there's a huge theater full of people laughing at my jokes. I'm like,
I shouldn't get the laughs I get from the stand-up.
You should.
No.
Yeah.
I heard it.
When's the devil coming to collect his due?
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
That's sort of exactly it.
Just like the plot of the film Crossroads, you're going to have to battle the devil in a guitar lick.
I can, because I know scales.
Oh.
Crossroads, see you at the crossroads.
Oh.
Someone should do that, like that Eddie Van Halen, the Van Halen thing, where they put in the...
Oh,
you know, the guy dubbed in those
like
horrible...
Creed shreds.
Yeah. Someone should do that with that climax scene from Crossroads, which is two guys go...
It's already existing, then it should.
But ultimately... I love you guys, and it's going to be okay. And this is our 2 year anniversary show. I know that it's erroneous to say that Super Bowl Sunday is the technical anniversary because it's not the actual date, but I am still making the Super Bowl our ceremonial podcast anniversary.
So
we just had a second one.
18 game seasons, and they bump the Super Bowl up 2 weeks.
We're following it.
We're following the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yep. I don't care. We're going to do it. What an amazing 2 years this has been with this thing.
I can't believe I backstabbed you and stole your job on Attack of the Show.
To be fair, I wasn't looking. And so, you know, you leave the nest unattended for a while.
Stab!
And the weasels will come steal your eggs. What I'm trying to tell you guys is I can lay eggs.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, it's funny because we always refer to you as our golden goose anyway, so...
Take the semen with you.
Yeah, every time you start to look sick, I go, gravy boat, no!
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't feel so.
No!
Egg.
I guess I'll take over the Talking Dead.
I think it's great that you're doing Attack of the Show.
I do, too.
I have an announcement. I want to end the podcast with an announcement. First of all, I want to say thanks to everyone who's been listening for 2 years. And I hope that you won't get mad that we're going to do 3 episodes a week.
Thanks, Mom.
2 guested episodes
and
1 hostful.
Dad.
Episode this has been.
As soon as 3 a week starts to feel like a strain, we will not do it anymore. I mean, my whole goal with this whole thing is like, as long as we can do it and it's fun, we keep doing it.
Yeah.
The second 3 starts to feel like we're trying too hard or a strain or it's put, you know, then we'll just go back to 2 or 1. I don't know. But... For now, we'll try it, see how it works. If it doesn't work, then we can be flexible like that. But
announcement time.
We have an announcement. I have an announcement. So Nerdist Industries is now a fully functioning, mashed up thing.
Robot.
We had, it's a fully functioning robot.
The Voltron pieces finally came together. It takes a lot longer in real life.
We had met. I had, you know, last year I partnered with Geek Chic Daily, which was the daily sort of nerd news email newsletter. And that partnership has been going so well that we are mashing up the two. So now Geek Chic Daily is becoming Nerdist Industries.
Sounds like a takeover. Less of a mashup.
It's a mashup. And so we will have. You know, the Geek Chic Daily newsletter will now be the Nerdist newsletter, so you'll be able to sign up for that. So we'll have a newsletter component
to
Nerdist.
Get your Jonah fix in your email.
Your Jonah Del Rey fix. And so, but this is something that I am so beyond excited about that I can't. it's weird to me that it's even that it's happened. It was an idea that popped up several months ago. My partner Peter Levin came up with this idea after his kid hit him in the head with his favorite toy,
the flux capacitor,
which makes time travel possible. So we have Nerdist Industries have partnered with Lucasfilm and Machinima, and we are going to do this thing called Course of the Force, which is a lightsaber relay run that starts, it's Olympic torch style, that starts in Santa Monica the Saturday before Comic-Con and runs all the way down the California coast, passing off the lightsaber in quarter-mile segments to people leading up to preview night of Comic-Con. All along the way in the different
nighttime
cities that we stop in, there's going to be like music and parties and comedy and stuff every night along the way.
Oh, wow.
So like all the four nights, there's going to be stuff. And so I'd love to have you run it. You guys hopefully will run in it. I'm going to run in it. Run segments can be purchased at CourseOfTheForce.com, and all of the proceeds from the run segment money will go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it's not just a vanity exercise. It is for charity.
I've finished the paperwork. My name has legally been changed to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
No, Matt, you can't do that.
No, it's already happened. You're not
don't treat Make-A-Wish like that.
Make-A-Wish, is that your Hawaiian cousin? so you can't be a charitable organization, Matt. But Make-A-Wish does amazing work, and we're super, super excited to be partnering with them. And this is really just sort of what happens before, like usually the week before Comic-Con, people are tense, and I feel like there's negativity because everyone's like, oh, that's going to be the thing. That's going to suck. What the fuck? Yeah. What are they doing? And I feel like some of the spirit of Comic-Con...
He's just been listening to me.
...has been lost. And the whole idea of Comic-Con is that, because San Diego in particular, it's super fun, but it's also super glitzy because that's where Hollywood focuses a lot of energy, which is fine and good, you know. I think ultimately it's good, but I think the spirit of it should be, hey, we're all here to celebrate shit we love and care about, and it should be positive and fun. And so this is just sort of a way to kind of, you know, when I was talking to Peter about it, I'm like, how much fun to run at Comic-Con screaming with a fucking lightsaber in your hand running down the California coast.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. Course of the Force. And we're going to live stream it on youtube.com/Nerdist, which is the Nerdist channel launching April 1st. And we're going to have updates on there and whatnot. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be fun as shit. So I hope you guys are there. And I hope people listening want to join us. You also, if you sign up, you'll get a crazy swag bag and a limited edition lightsaber.
Nice.
Whoa.
Right.
Can I carry a purple lightsaber, or does it have to be whatever you guys decide the lightsaber is?
That's a good question.
That's what I'd like to know. Because I prefer Mace Windu's lightsaber because the purple is more powerful.
All right, so maybe we can get you a purple lightsaber. Maybe we can get you a purple lightsaber. Matt Windu.
Hey, I like it.
So that's it. That's my announcement. Wow. Which, by the time this goes up, will have happened on the Jimmy Fallon show the night before.
It with the 501st with you?
I do want to get the 501st involved.
Of course. They will be involved.
Absolutely.
Why wouldn't they?
But I don't think, I hope people dress up when they run, and they don't have to dress up Star Warsy.
No, dress up Star Warsy.
You can.
I mean, you could dress up Star Trek, but that'd be a weird mashup, you guys.
I mean, I still might, I don't know, I still might go as a 10th Doctor.
Yeah. It's fun.
Well, it's about Comic-Con, which is letting your nerd flag fly proudly.
It should be proudly, and it should be uplifting and fun and positive.
Yes.
And it will be. That's for a good cause.
Why I can't attend. It will be. Because it's supposed to be uplifting, fun, and
buddy.
Positive.
Oh, you're fine. You'll be fine, little trooper.
Oh, boy.
You'll be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. Bargain Hunt makes you want to chill and enjoy the ride. Yeah. But seriously, though, we've made a lot of fun of Smash Mouth, but effectively, I can't believe I'm about to admit this.
Oh my God.
Effectively, the motivational talk that we had during this podcast ultimately boiled down to let's all chill and enjoy the ride. I fucking
hate
myself.
Having fun with your friends.
I hate myself.
Wait. Does this mean we're taking a trip world first class?
Oh, except for that part.
Oh, I'm
and
not
the
covering
brand new
that.
Bands.
Can I? I don't want a Benz.
You want a brand new Benz?
You want a brand new R8?
What if he's just talking about nitrogen poisoning?
You got the Benz. Limited edition vinyl from Radiohead.
Stay underwater before you come up for a bit.
Make sure you surface in a timely manner.
Make you want to chill and enjoy the air pressure. Your lungs.
You don't want the Benz. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, or any Radiohead album for that matter.
Fuck you! Yeah. Fuck you!
It's about time.
You are wrong.
Dave Matthews Band, still the best. I had a lot of people on Twitter saying, what did Jonah do to you? When I posted that. Did you see that picture I posted?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know,
you're an adult, you don't want a fucking poster of a dude?
I threw out a poster of Dave Matthews. And they took a picture of it in the dumpster. And I said, there, are you happy, Jonah Rick?
Yeah, I got up in San Francisco. I was circled by people as I destroyed two different
Dave Matthews efforts of the Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
Under the table and
I just got
fresh.
Kind of people were cheering. I was just writing fuck you on all the packaging.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we were talking to our fans about how great you were and how you would never do anything like that.
Specifically?
No.
Well, guys, this was, I think this was a good makeup postful.
We were decent. Mad at each other?
No, not like makeup I mean like a makeup for the postful that we lost.
I really, really, really hope your microphone recorded.
Me dose.
Until
no,
me
if it's dose. Coming out of that, it's fine.
Isn't that where it was plugged in?
No, it was plugged into one of these things.
It was plugged
here.
Into down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to be sure.
So that's it. We will see you guys very, very soon. So
coming to a city near you.
Coming to a city near you.
Boulder, come out and see us. Austin, we'll see you there.
Twice.
Iowa City, Iowa. Come on. You got stuff to do besides that? I don't think so.
Hey, Austin.
Come see our show.
Austin, I will be in your town 3 times in the month of March.
I'll be in
you
your
must
town.
Love it.
Yeah, can't wait.
Only once.
I do love Austin.
Only one time. How are you doing 3?
I got our shows.
Yeah.
I got our shows. And then 2 weeks later, I'm doing a Funny or Die comedy show at
South By?
Yes, the beginning of South By Interactive. And then that Monday I'm doing a show, and then I'm coming back to LA for work, and then that Friday I'm flying out to do Friday and Saturday night shows again.
2.5 hours. Not bad flight.
No, not bad flight at all.
Get right into Austin Bergstrom.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a hectic week.
It sure is. Salt Lake Barbecue, though, right in the airport. Fucking love it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for 2 years of Nerdist Podcast.
Make you want to chill and enjoy your burrito.
Do you think we could get him to do that?
I think we just did.
No, Jonah, that was me, Chris.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, I do really good voices.
This whole time, I thought you were that guy.
Oh, fuck.
You probably thought I was Smack Mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's his name, Smackmouth.
Oh,
Smack
God,
Mouth.
I feel like I'm so sorry.
Smackmouth. Hello, I'm Keith Smashmouth.
Oh, hey, yeah. Smackmouth. I mean...
It's Smashmouth.
It's Smushmouth.
Smushmouth.
It's Smushmouth.
I'm sorry, Smushmouth.
It's Smushmouth.
Smoothie.
Yeah.
Yes. Gotta write Jay,
now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.